Hello and welcome to the Swiss Connection. I'm Susan Masika. You may not know it, but there are quite a number of Swiss people working in important international positions. They often keep diplomatically behind the scenes, but Julia Crawford has been meeting some of them for Swiss Info. In this program, we'll be hearing who they are, what they do, and whether it helps them to be Swiss.
Former Swiss ambassador to Germany, Christine Schraner-Burgener, is now the UN special envoy to Myanmar. She agreed to meet us at the end of October in the Swiss federal capital, Bern. It was cold outside, and as I met her in the bar of the Einstein Cafe, she said she was feeling the changes in temperature, especially after all her recent travelling. She's friendly and elegant. We take coffee and settle at an upstairs table where she tells us about her tough new mandate. Schraner-Burgener was appointed in the wake of an army crackdown in Myanmar's Rakhine State, which forced some 700,000 Muslim Rohingyas into exile in Bangladesh.
My mandate is quite broad. I have to deal with the Rakhine problem, to bring back the refugees, but also to have a safe ground that the people can go back in dignity, but also voluntarily, and that they find a safe ground and that it's sustainable. But my mandate is also much broader. I have to deal with the peace process in general in the country, where we have to convince also all the ethnic armed groups to have a commitment for a ceasefire agreement to bring peace all over the country, and also democratization in general. And then I will have also to observe the election in 2020.
It was a hot July day in Geneva when I met Nils Melzer, the human rights lawyer who is UN Special Rapporteur on Torture. We met at a cafe in the United Nations building, then went to sit on a bench in an interminable UN corridor where it was quieter.
My mandate has three pillars of activities. So one is the country visits, but it has to be clear, I can carry out two or three country visits per year, not more, in terms of financial resources and also human resources. So that's one pillar, country visits. The second one is to do individual interventions on behalf of torture victims. Now, my mandate receives 10 to 15 requests per day to carry out interventions on behalf of torture victims. These can be people that are about to be extradited to a country where they fear to be tortured or where they have been tortured before. It can be people that are sentenced to death and are on death row, and I'm basically the last instance they are appealing to. I'm kind of an extraordinary instance that they can get to, even when all the court instances have been exhausted.
Also working at the UN in Geneva is Patricia Schultz, another human rights lawyer who has dedicated her life to women's rights. She invited us to her home, a modest but comfortable apartment where she offers us coffee. Schultz is nearly 70, but she's lively and animated, especially when talking about women's rights. She's now coming to the end of her second mandate as the only Swiss member of the committee that monitors how countries around the world are implementing CEDAW, the Convention on Eliminating All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. The committee meets three times a year to review the performance of the 189 states that have ratified the convention and to hold a dialogue with them. It can also examine cases of alleged discrimination brought by individual women or groups of women.
This procedure has enabled the committee to go much further in its thinking about discrimination, because when you have an individual case, very often there are complex issues to deal with. And so we for instance, worked a lot on what we call the due diligence of state parties for violations of the rights of women by by non-state actors. For instance, a husband beats his wife repeatedly. She goes to the police, she goes to the judge, she complains, and nothing happens. The guy is never arrested, he's not told to stop, and finally he kills her. We've had cases like that where NGOs have brought those situations to us for us to reflect and write an opinion as to whether the state had neglected the protection it should ensure to every individual for their security.
Henri Jetta is not a human rights lawyer. He's a top trade negotiator. This is the man who helped negotiate a deal between UBS Bank and the US tax authorities, then went on to lead key negotiations between the Swiss government and the European Union. He's now Secretary General of the European Free Trade Association, EFTA, which groups Switzerland, Norway, Iceland and Liechtenstein. We met him in his new flower-filled office in Geneva this September, just a week after he took up his post.
The EFTA is a group of like-minded countries, very export-oriented. We are a family of values dedicated to liberalism, to the rule of law when it comes to international trade relations. We're the ninth largest trading bloc worldwide when it comes to goods, the fifth when it comes to services. So we are a sizable partner for others. My contribution, my priorities would be the priorities of the association. I mentioned basically three lines of action. One relates to the relation among the EFTA countries, and this pertains to the managing and development of the EFTA Convention. The second is the relation with the European Union through the EEA agreement. The third line of action, the trade relation of the countries with the four EFTA countries with the rest of the world.
So all four of these people in their different roles need to be good diplomats and negotiators. Does being Swiss help?
I think so, because Switzerland is well known for their humanitarian policy. We offer good offices and we do our good offices behind closed doors, and we don't need to see always our flag. So we are quite discreet and no hidden agenda. We had never had a colony, and therefore we are quite credible.
And you said that megaphone diplomacy doesn't work in the Myanmar culture. I guess it doesn't work in Swiss culture either. Do you think that there's maybe some similarity between Asian diplomacy and Swiss diplomacy?
Yeah, maybe Switzerland is maybe the most Asian country in Europe. In that perspective, we are also quiet, we are not loud. Therefore, yeah, maybe we are a little bit similar.
Switzerland obviously has an aura of neutrality, impartiality, I guess also human rights driven, humanitarian tradition. And it certainly helps in terms of receiving invitations to carry out country visits. That certainly is the case. Or perhaps I would say at least it's not a disadvantage to be Swiss. One is not perceived as an enemy by anyone. And that certainly is useful.
In the world of the UN, let's say, Switzerland has, I believe, a very good reputation. Also for being a country that tries to get things to work. And Switzerland has been pushing for some reforms, notably of the Security Council of the UN, but not the big reform that would do without the five permanent members and their veto right on all that, but a very day-to-day reform. What can we do to improve the functioning so that decisions are taken in a smoother, more rapid manner, etc.? And Switzerland launched an initiative with a number of other small countries, and it was very well received.
4 of our Swiss personalities have tough jobs that take up a lot of their time and energy. So what drives them? How do they cope with the tough side? Here's Henri Geta.
I mean, some highlights in negotiations when you come to a deal. And then it's also about dealing and interacting with colleagues and human beings. That is my sense is when it's all over, what remains are the relations with the people you've been working with. You have to be a careful listener. You deal with people that bring in different perspective into the dossiers, and maybe one of the secrets of success is the ability to listen and understand others' point of view to bring a common issue forward. And this is something that I have enjoyed and continue to enjoy in this new environment here at EFTA.
Patricia Schultz says it makes her angry that we are still fighting discrimination against women 40 years after the CEDAW Convention was signed.
We need progress to get women in the higher levels of decision-making positions, whether in the private sector or the public sector. This is a challenge that Switzerland faces with many other countries.
Does it make you angry that we're still fighting discrimination and abuse of women in 2018?
Well, yes, it does, because discrimination is a violation of the rights of each individual woman who is discriminated against. It is also an obstacle to social and economic development. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that we are still fighting discrimination, because I believe that gender inequality was really one of the bases of societal organizations.
As UN Special Envoy to Myanmar, Christine Schraner-Burgener has been traveling a lot and dealing with some disturbing as well as tough things.
If I see violation happen, that makes me internally very angry. And that is also a motivation for my job, that I want to make changes, that human rights are better protected and respected. But I can't change it if I just sit down and start to cry. So I need this energy in a positive way to tackle those problems and to keep going on with the dialogue and to stay optimistic.
And I believe that you also, you play the violin and the saxophone. Do you take them with you when you go to Myanmar?
No, no time for that. It will be also very difficult to as a luggage. But if I come home, then I play and, for a short time.
And I'll give the last word to Nils Meltzer, the UN Special Rapporteur on torture.
It's true that it's sometimes very difficult to deal with some of the individual cases I see. And many of the people I make interventions for will not be saved, will not be able to escape torture or execution. And I simply have to be aware that I cannot change the world. But I can, in this world, assume a function which may be able to change an individual's world. So if I can prevent the separation of one child from its parents, I will have changed their world and the whole world for them. And that's worth going on. That's an experience that I consider to be a privilege.
Julia Crawford with that report on Swiss people in some key international roles. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more on their work and on other aspects of the international Geneva scene. And thank you to studio technician Donnie Wheeler. I'm Susan Masika.